You're listening to a podcast from Victory. In Christ, we have a mission to fulfill. Discover our role in advancing God's kingdom in week 7 of All and Nothing.
Good evening, everyone. I'm excited to be here to share the Word of God as we wrap up the series, All and Nothing. Na-bless ba kayo sa series ito? Diba? 7 weeks. Ito yung seventh week na natin. So I'd like to request all of you to stand up as we read the Word of God. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 4. Colossians chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. It says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open what? A door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am a prisoner, or I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Okay, and the one I got another translation from the Amplified Version, yung verse 2, it says, be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life, being both alert and intent in your praying with thanksgiving. Lord, bless the preaching of your word this afternoon. I pray that we would understand and we would be moved, Father, to pray intently, steadfastly, thankfully, Lord God. And we would have this as part of our life, not just a one-time thing, Lord. And so I pray for your anointing and grace as I preach your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go ahead and take your seat. All right. Now, as I've said, tinatapos na natin yung series natin sa Colossians. And now in the beginning, actually, this is actually as pag-end natin ng series na to, we are also starting our annual mission series. Okay? So tamang-tama, because as we wrap up yung diniscuss ni Paul on Colossians, he discussed some of the most theological, di ba? Medyo mabigat yung mga diniscuss natin, theological thoughts and ideas and doctrines of the Bible. And hopefully, you understood or na mas naintindihan natin what Christianity, or more specifically, the preeminence of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is above all. Right? Siya ang head ng lahat, and He reconciles all things by the power of His Word. And so, you know, as we end, hindi lang tayo mag-end to something theological, but to this evening, we will delve into something very, very practical. Because hindi lang enough na nasa nandito sa utak natin yung mga nalaman natin for the last 6 weeks o ngayon pang 7th week. Kailangan ginagawa rin natin. Kaya nga practical to. Because someone said that you only believe the part of the Bible that you do or that you obey. You only believe the parts of the Bible that you obey. Because the Bible says that even the demons believe in God, but they do not obey God. They rebel against Him. So it doesn't matter what we know in our head. Ang mas importante, ginagawa ba natin what we know? Okay? That's why this afternoon or this evening, very, very practical. And I believe there's none more practical than what Paul discussed in this text. Okay? And as we connect it, especially with our mission series, ito is a sermon or preaching of action. And very, very simple, very, very practical. Ito yung part natin. Because Jesus, okay, at the cross, He did everything for us. And this one, this is our part. Okay? Very practical. And I'm talking about a description ni Paul to a disciple. Someone who understood what God or Jesus Christ has done for us. And His role and His place for all eternity, as preeminent God, as supreme ruler, ang role natin is that of a very rich prayer life. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, prayer life. Dapat daw, sa binasa natin kanina, yung prayer life natin, very rich and very dynamic. Very important ang prayer life. Do you know, someone said it this way, that 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. Manghihina ka kung hindi ka nagdadasal. If you do not pray, you will become weak. And if you do not pray every day, makes 1 week. Of course, it's a plain words, but I believe this is so true. God wants us to have a strong faith. And one of the most vital ways we do this to strengthen ourselves is through prayer. And that's why my preaching, as I've said, is very practical. We will understand, number one, how to pray. Okay? Alam mo ba how to pray? Very simple. How to pray, who to pray for, and what to pray for. Diba? Simple lang. Kung alam natin yon, magpe-pray ba tayo kung alam na natin yon? Konti lang yung magpe-pray. Okay, again, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. Sino dito maging, gusto maging strengthened in your faith? Okay. Then we need to understand this. How to pray, who to pray, and what to pray for. Okay? So let's begin. How should we pray? Do you know how you should pray? Paul tells us this way. He said we should pray, number one, steadfastly. Sabihin mo yan, steadfastly. Alam mo sabihin ng steadfastly, nagpa-fasting ka daw. And then, steadfastly means to be consistent, to be devotional. As we read in our text, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So ang ibig sabihin ng to continue steadfastly is to be devoted. To be devoted in prayer. Now, hindi ibig sabihin ito na wala na tayong ginagawa 7 days a week kundi mag-pray, na mag-resign na kayo sa trabaho, huwag na kayo mag-aral, magkulong na lang tayo sa prayer closet, magdasal na lang tayo. No. It means our attitude. Dapat iba yung attitude natin towards prayer. We should have a strong affection, a strong devotion, a strong priority. Because whatever you are devoted to will affect your life. Whatever it is, kung ano yung hobby that you're devoted to, it will change your schedule. It will change the way you use your money. It will change your priorities. It will change, right? Even your relationships, kung mas inuuna mo ba, kung ano yung things that you are devoted to the things that you are steadfastly devoted to. So, yun ang ibig sabihin ng the word steadfastly. It's an intensification of strength. Persistent devotion. Dapat daw, we are to be strong in prayer, in our devotion to prayer. Dapat priority yun. More than anything else na hindi natitibag. Right? A strong attachment. I actually received a text from one of my batchmates. Okay lang mabasahin ko yung text niya? Very important yung text niya. Okay? Basically, okay, sabi niya, urgent text, urgent message. Ito ha. My esteemed fellow Lasallites, can you help me? This is an urgent request. Help needed ASAP. Okay? I purchased VIP tickets in an Ateneo La Salle game. Okay? When I bought the tickets, I did not realize it will be on the same day as my wedding. So, obviously, I cannot go. So, if anyone is interested in taking my place, please go to Santo Domingo Church. It starts at 5 p.m. Her name is Venus. She will be the one in the white dress. Okay? So, obviously, saan siya devoted? Sa magiging asawa niya o sa basketball game? See, it will affect your decisions. Whatever you are devoted to will affect your decisions. May mga babae nag-iisip, no? Okay? So, wag kayong magpakasal kung may Ateneo La Salle game. Okay, mga ladies? No, not just kidding. Anyway, so, yun yung point. And you know what? This word, being devoted or steadfast, very interesting. It's used only 10 times in the New Testament. And 8 out of the 10 times, it's always connected to prayer. So, of course, connected to prayer. But the 2 other times it was used, I'll give it to you. Okay ba yan? Interested? Okay. Because I think we will learn something how it is used, it's related to our attitude. First, we find it in Mark chapter 3, verse 9, when it says, a boat should stand ready for him. That word stand ready is that word steadfast, because of the multitude, in order that they might not crowd him. In other words, this was a time Jesus started his ministry, and daming miracles na nangyayari. Okay? And so, sabi niya sa disciples, okay, have a boat ready for me to get in. Okay? So in other words, dapat para daw tayo mga barko na ready for God. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha ba siyang barko? Ay, hindi pala, not kidding. All right. So, what it means is we are to be ready always to be used by the Master, because yung time na to, gumagawa siya ng maraming miraculo. Now, he was healing the sick. You can read it on your own. He was healing the sick. He was teaching. He was casting out demons. And so sabi niya, just be ready. Prepare something for me that I can just right away get in so that I can do miracles elsewhere. Ganun yung attitude na gusto natin. Being steadfast, being devoted to prayer, that means we are ready for the miracles that God has in store for you. Gusto ba niyo miracle kay God? Then we need to be ready for it. That's what devoted. That's what steadfast means. Okay. The other text that's used for steadfast is found in Romans chapter 13, verse 6. It says, "For rulers are servants of God, devoting that word again themselves to this very thing." Now, ito naman ang pagkagamit nito. It refers to a tax collector. May mga tigay bayar ba dito? Okay, wala. Okay. So ang ibig sabihin, ang point ni Paul dito is that it's like being steadfast or devoted. Ang sabi niya, it's like a tax collector, being devoted, being creative, how to collect taxes in different kinds of ways. Di ba ngayon, parang kung ano ng klaseng taxes para makakuha ng pera. Because they are so devoted, they are so steadfast, they want to make sure na marami silang makukuhang tax. Yun yung panahon ni Paul. Ganyan pa rin, di ba? As they say, di ba? Death and taxes are the same thing. Okay, they never change. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. No, that's a good thing. Yung mga tax collectors. But, yun yung point. Kahit hindi connected sa prayer, but it talks about the kind of attitude that we should have. A kind of dedication and persistence. Sabi ni Paul, kung ganong klaseng devotion and persistence natin sa prayer, kung ganong ginagawa ng tax collector for the government, can you imagine? We could advance the kingdom of God and kick the gates of hell wide open, that we should not fear it, na tayo mag-advance ang kingdom of God wherever you are, in your campus, in your office. Amen? And we need to pray. That's why when you ask yourself, when you look at your prayer life, how does your prayer life, okay, compare to these two descriptions that Paul gives us? But you know what? It doesn't matter where we are right now. What matters is, now we know kung anong klaseng attitude, then we should respond. If you want your miracle, if you want to push forward and advance the kingdom of God wherever you are, it starts with the attitude. Prayer starts with the heart, not with our words. Because if your heart is right, your mouth will speak right. Your prayers will pray right. It starts here, being steadfast. Amen? Sometimes, and I saw this quote, which I believe is very, very good. Sabi niya, only after you talk to God, can we flash that? Only after you talk to God about needy people, are you ready to talk to needy people about God. Sometimes start an evangelism or engaging people, but if your heart is not there, if you have not prayed to God about needy people, baka wala yung heart for them. Start with prayer. And let me tell you, God will change your heart. God will put a passion in your heart for the lost, for other nations. I remember, you know, when I got saved, I was in a campus. And God put a burden in me, to pray for the nation of China. Back then, we had a small church. Maliit pala yung church. Maliit pa yung Victory. Puro campus pa lang yun. 80-90% are students, 10% lang yung others. So talagang wala. But we had only had a couple of, you know, churches, one in Makati, one in U-Belt. But God placed a burden in my heart to pray for China. I didn't know why. I was a student. There's no, wala tayong work sa China. Walang kahit na ano. So I began to pray for China. Every day, there was a burden. I didn't know why. I prayed every night. Okay, when I got home from school, I would pray for 30 minutes at least to 1 hour. Pray. And God, sometimes nakatulog ako. Sometimes ginigising ako ni Lord in the middle. Nakatulog ba kayo pag-prayer? It's okay. As long as you wake up and pray again and continue, right? Okay lang yun. That's being steadfast. Being consistent. Right? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So hopefully, gisingin tayo ng Holy Spirit para mag-pray pa ulit. Eh kung sila pitit, nakatulog rin eh, di ba? Ang importante, gumising at mag-pray ulit. Hindi yung makondem ka, ayoko na mag-pray, nakatulog. Hindi. That's being part of it. Okay? And so I prayed and prayed and prayed, and guess what? Wala naman nangyayari sa China. But you know what? 12 years later, I had an opportunity to step when I was invited. My church sa tayo sa China, but I was invited to be a speaker in, they had a singles retreat, yung pastor natin doon, and you know what? I told them, this is actually an answered prayer to what I've been praying for years ago. You don't know how God would do things. You don't know what things will birth, God will birth open through your prayers. I believe in a small way, God used my prayers to birth our, you know, our church in China. Kahit wala pa nangyari. So you never know. But it starts with our steadfast heart. Amen? Let me bilisan natin ng konti, okay? Now, what else? Being steadfast. Secondly, is being watchful. Sabi mo, watchful. Dapat daw, tignan mo mabuti. Okay? Watchful means being alert and intentional. Alert, parang security guard. Okay? Yung security guard, of course, may mga security guard na nakatulog, but most security guards dapat alert. Diba? Dapat alerto yan, lalo na sa gabi. Watchful and alert. When we pray, dapat alert tayo. Hindi tayo yung lalamya-lamya. In fact, why is this important? Why is being watchful in prayer very important? Actually, there's two scriptures to give you. One is, watch and pray that you might not give up. That's found in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Sometimes, di ba, you want to give up? Sabi dito, watch and pray. If you are alert, if you are intentional in your prayers, you will not give up. You will not surrender. You will not give in to temptation. In fact, that's other scripture. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. So being watchful, being alert in our prayer makes us not give up. Makes us want to go on. Kahit na ano pa nangyayari sa sitwasyon mo ngayon, the enemy would always say, give up ka na, mag-surrender ka na, walang mangyayari dyan. Hindi sasagutin yung prayer mo ni Lord. But if we are intentional in our prayer, if we are alert in our prayers, because the enemy is also alert, he's also watching us and praying. Praying na hindi nagdasal, praying as in parang leon na ready to pounce, right? The devil is like a roaring lion, ready to devour God's people. Because if we are not watchful in our prayer life, we will surrender and we will give in to temptation. That's why it's very important that we, ang attitude natin, steadfast, being watchful. Part of being watchful or intentional. In other words, you schedule a time to pray. Meron ba kayong schedule a time to pray? Or bahala na lang kung kailan ko trip, right? Kung when I feel like it. If your schedule is when you feel like it, okay, majority of the time, you will not pray. I would say, out of 365 days in a year, if you base your prayer life on when you feel like praying, what will happen is, you will probably pray probably 20 to 30 days out of 365 days. But if you are intentional, that means, okay, I'll make a schedule. Okay, I will pray from this time to this time. I will pray from, let's say, 6 o'clock in the evening to 6:30 or whatever. Let me tell you, even if you miss sometimes, it's okay to miss sometimes. I would say if you have a schedule, you would probably pray 80%. Out of 365 days, you will pray probably 300 days. If you miss 2 months, that's 65 days. Ano mas okay? If you only pray 10 to 20 days or 30 days out of the year when you feel like it, or you miss only 65 days out of 365, right? That's being intentional. That's why we have provided here. Meron tayo every week, di ba? Meron tayong prayer and worship night that you can participate with. Even in your victory groups, my time of prayer. Please be part of a victory group. Please join the weekly prayer and worship night. We pray. That's being intentional. Amen? Finally, being thankful. Sabihin mo, sa katabi mo, thank you. We should pray steadfastly. We should pray watchfully and thankfully. With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Bakit importante yung thanksgiving? Because alam natin that God has already heard our prayers and God answers our prayers. We can be thankful to God whatever our situation may be. Pastor, hindi mo alam yung pinagdadaanan ko. Hindi mo alam yung utang ko, bumagsak ako, nasisante ako or whatever. Or binasted ako. Hindi mo alam pinagdadaanan ko. How can I be thankful? Paano ba mag-pray ng thankful? Lord, thank you na nagkasakit yung nanay ko. Sana lahat ng nanay magkasakit rin. Ganun ba yung being thankful? Hindi ganun ang being thankful. Okay. Thanksgiving. There's an interesting verse in Psalm chapter. I did not put it there. Just write it down. Psalm 69. It says, the psalmist says, magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. Magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. Ano ibig sabihin nun? When we thank God, sometimes inisip natin, to magnify the Lord means we make Him bigger. Right? Papalakihin natin si Lord. But the real meaning of magnifying God is really seeing our big God for who He really is. For how big He really is. That's what this series is all about. All and nothing. Understanding the preeminence. How big Jesus Christ is. When you begin to thank God, despite kung pinagdadaanan mo, nakikita mo kung gaano kalaki si Lord and kung gaano kaliit ang sitwasyon mo. When you magnify the Lord with thanksgiving, lumalaki si Lord or lumiliit actually yung problema mo. Kasi nakikita mo si Lord for who He really is. He becomes closer and bigger to you. Amen? That's why when you pray, pray steadfastly, pray watchfully, and pray thankfully. Amen? So very simple lang, di ba? Start with the right attitude. But we'll go on. We'll switch gears. Who do we pray for? Sino mapag-pray natin? Kung sino mapangasawa nyo? Kung anong tatama sa loto next week. But who to pray for? Now here, very specific si Paul. Sabi niya, pray for our missionaries. Pray for us. Now Paul, you know, wala pa naman missions organization noon. So si Paul was the missionary of the church. This is part of his missionary journey. Kaya ang pag-pray natin is our missionaries. Do you know that here in Victory, we are part of a global family of churches called Every Nation. Sabi mo, Every Nation. Every Nation. Very prophetic yun. Every Nation. Because we believe that that's our inheritance. We need to preach the gospel in every nation. Amen? Amen. Every nation. That's why we need to pray for our missionaries. We're trying to send missionaries to every nation in the world. As long as there is a nation na wala pa tayong missionary, wala pa tayong missions world, wala pa church, kulang pa, hindi pa tayo tapos. Amen? That's why verse 3 says, at the same time, pray also for us. Pray also for us. Now here, ang kasama ni si Paul dito, referring to himself and Aristarchus, yung kasama niya sa missionary journeys niya. Okay? Pareho silang na-imprison sa Rome. They were tied up. So it's very important to pray for our missionaries. And later on, I will show you kung sino yung mga missionaries. And I'll show you why praying for our missionaries is so vital. You know, Pastor Steve Merle, the founder of Victory, and the president of Every Nation, you know, every 9:38, okay, a.m., 9:38, it's a very important time. Every 9:38, wherever Pastor Steve is, okay, kung nasa whatever, conference, he pause, nagsistop siya, and he prays for our missionaries. Why? Because the Bible says, pray to the Lord of the harvest for workers. So every 9:38, that's Matthew 9, chapter 38, he prays for our workers. He prays for our missionaries. And let me tell you, that's very, very, very important. Okay? We literally join in our missionaries' work by praying for them. You may not go. Hindi ka man makapunta sa Afghanistan or the other nations that our missionaries are in. But through your prayers, parang nandun ka na rin. Ang tawag doon, vicarious experience. Vicarious. Alam niyo ba yung vicarious? Ibig sabihin, parang feeling mo, ikaw na rin yun. Di ba pag nanalo si Pacquiao, parang nanalo ka na rin. Yun ang vicarious. Pag may basketball team ka, pag nanalo yung basketball team mo, sobrang saya mo, parang ikaw na rin nag-champion. Pag natalo yung team mo, parang natalo ka, ang lukot mo. Vicarious yun. Prayer gives us the ability to be vicariously with our missionaries. Kahit hindi ka man makapunta doon, parang nandoon ka na rin. Because you are supporting and praying for and protecting and advancing the kingdom of God through your prayers. Amen?